Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. American Sheep Industry Association Executive Director Peter Orwick says they are currently working on the opportunity to increase markets and exports as producers are in the middle of their wool selling season.
We're really in our wool selling season right now. So we have international textile buyers that are already in the States, but we bring wool traders and buyers from across the country. As we have wool sales, we bring textile firms from overseas. I think we've got five groups that we're bringing into the States between now and the end of June. And again, the whole idea is we need to sell wool. So let's show them what we've got for wool in the U.S.
Orwick says that ASI is aggressive in applying for funds, including funding from the Regional Agricultural Partnership Program to further advance exports for lamb and wool.
We've continued to see rebuilding strength in the lamb market. Part of that is just the normalized trend on feed prices. You know, they blew up so bad in 22 and part of 23 that it was hard to pay anything for a feeder lamb and make him into a slaughter lamb profitably. As that is corrected, we've seen a substantial change in the price of feeder lambs and slaughter lambs.
American Sheep Industry Association Executive Director Peter Orwick. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.